So we had run out of beer. Well, we had like only Corona left. And she's like, look, I don't drink Corona. It makes me feel sick. Blah, blah, blah. I don't drink Corona. I was like, well, don't be a pussy about it. We all we got is Corona and we can't go get more alcohol. So let's go. So she drinks the Corona. We're sitting down. We're playing Kings. She stands up, pukes on my face. Now, I'm sitting like, picture it like at the end of a dinner table. Like, you know how they say like the dad's chair or something at the end, and you can just see everybody else. And everybody else is dying laughing. And I'm just sitting there straight face, vomit on my face, and I can't move. And I'm like, if a girl vomits in your face, can you physically assault her? Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks, on the phone up, and she still chase. The money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
Welcome to the Uncensored Podcast, episode 11. We are here at the Up Top Pod. We are on our second double-digit episode, Tim.
Number 11, dog, is huge. How are you doing this week?
It is fucking huge, because we got the man in the building. I would say the myth and the legend, but he ain't no myth.
Damn.
He ain't no myth. This is the real deal. This is the
super
truth.
Throwback was the real true homeboy back in high school. Who we got?
My man Jimmy Peters, what's up, bro?
Jimmy, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I like the deep voice coming in there like
yeah,
that.
You know,
I'm feeling that.
Real grown and sexy, like. Late.
Well, we appreciate you coming and kicking it with us. I know you'd probably rather be at home sleeping right now after a long ass day in the sun.
Yeah, a little bit. Nah, it's all good though. It felt good today.
Tim acts like he works in the sun, but I don't buy that. I really don't. He acts like he works in. He's a mechanic, but I think he has like.
He's got shade.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, you don't. So I feel your pain.
I'm baking.
I understand.
It's hard out here for a pimp. So what do you do? We're going to start off?
I work for a construction company right now. We frame houses and stuff. And
that's dope.
Pretty much like a little bit of everything, actually. Like concrete work and, you know, roofing, everything.
How long you been doing that?
Since late October, actually, of last year.
So. Okay. You work Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
That's clutch. That's clutch.
And then on the weekends, I power wash houses, actually.
So you do side jobs, yeah. Like Tim. So how long have you and your girl been together? Oh, we were talking before the podcast. You said around 2 years?
Yeah, almost 2 years. That's October 22nd, this year will be 2 years.
That's what's up. And I know you said you had a cruise plan, bro. Yeah. And you've been on one before. I want to go on one so bad.
It's lit.
What's the experience like?
It's awesome. I feel like everybody should do it. Like,
yeah?
Everybody, like, I used to be scared of, like, being on the water and stuff, but, like, they have lifeboats and stuff. They're, like, they, like, trained to, like, do stuff like that. Like, if the ship sinks or something, you know? It's a big-ass ship.
Where'd you go last year?
To Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Grand Turk, and St. Thomas.
Is that where y'all are going this year again?
We're going back to Grand Turk, going back to Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Be careful at the bars, man.
No, I'm not even getting off the boat. I'm just going to stay on the boat. I'm going to go to Aruba. What else are we going? I think we might be going somewhere else in Puerto Rico, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's dope, man. So before we jump into the show, should we announce it? We got him back this week.
Yeah, we got Bob the intern back in the building. You know, we rehired him, renegotiated his contract.
Yeah, he's still got to sign his W-2s, but as of right now, he is a part of the Uncensored Podcast, again, for half his salary that he was originally brought on for.
Exactly, so but half of nothing is still nothing. I mean
he brought it on himself.
Yeah.
I mean, act like a little bitch, get paid like a little bitch.
And he's been, what, one episode?
One episode.
Then Joe filled in. Joe was great.
Joe was... Look, Bobby almost got his job taken. If Joe didn't have, you know, had to be home and have other stuff to do, Bobby probably wouldn't be here right now.
It'd probably be better. It'd probably look better in here, too. We also got somebody else in here. I'm just going to shout her out real quick. Carrie's in the building.
Hey, shout out to Carrie. So, I bought y'all's baby shower gifts yesterday.
What?
Yes. I'm excited to give it to y'all.
I'm probably not going to be there, but yeah, then no, that'll be dope.
You're not going to be there?
No, probably not.
Oh, well, I'm probably going to come through. okay. Just to drop the gifts off. Right. I got him a little Eagles onesie. And
okay, you know. Yeah, no, that's fine. I'll change his first diaper with it.
Just joking, bro. But, dude, I'm so excited for y'all, man. I can't wait for y'all to have a baby. And I'm not going to lie, I'm going to beat the hell out of it. Like, he's going to catch an RKO left and right. Left and right.
Fine. That's fine, because I'm going to choke Carson out. But,
I swear that you – never mind. I thought you said you were going to do the same thing to him, but, hey, that is what it is.
Well, I could do that, and that's different.
Well, whenever I have a kid in about 30 years, you can do it too.
Oh, well, you don't really have to tell me that.
Oh, you're going to do it anyway.
I saw that you left out a topic.
I left out a topic?
Yeah.
All right, well, what's the joke?
There's no joke. We were going to ask the podcast who they think would win in a fight.
All right, so I got to tell the story. It wasn't what I was... Well, I wasn't hoping for it, but Joe messaged us today on Facebook and said, man, which one of y'all dumb fucks left a Corona in the freezer?
It's still a mystery. I don't know.
It had to be you, though, because I don't bring beer except for the last podcast to the podcast.
Yeah, but me leaving a beer? It's almost just as unbelievable.
But there were a few Miller Lights in there, which I gave one to Jimmy.
That was like the community beer that we left here for a while.
Yeah, usually you're sipping on Mickey's.
Yeah,
cheating. Actually, we can do that right now before we jump into our topics. What we're sipping on. Because we didn't do that last time. I'll go ahead and tell everybody. I'm drinking on that 12% alcohol Michelob Ultra. and obviously, I already gave yours away.
Yeah, sipping on Mickey's today, and cold.
What about what were you drinking on, Jimmy? It looks
sipping
like you're
on
done
a can
already.
Of air, you know.
Yeah, it's
Bobby's not very much of a good.
I was about to say Bobby's not really good of an intern. Tim had to get up and go do that.
Damn, appreciate it.
But man. I know I said on the last podcast, the podcast before that, when we did Tanya, that I was on a low carb diet. That's why I'm drinking Michelob Ultra. But I do want to give myself some props. It's only been 3 weeks and I've lost 20 pounds. 20 pounds.
Super dope.
It's crazy.
And Michelob Ultra doesn't taste that bad.
Actually, to be honest with you, it does not.
I've had it before. And just a quick side note, Bobby's fired again. I had to get up and get a beer for the guests.
I said that the whole time you were gone.
Yeah, so Bobby's refired.
Yeah, so.
Welcome.
Hey, hold them W-2s. All right, well, we got a great podcast for everybody tonight. We're going to jump into the first topic that was sent in to us.
By somebody he doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Tim... Don't stop doing this, because one, if they sent them to you, you wouldn't even see them.
Well, honestly, I didn't get any topics, but I don't know if anybody sent me any because I didn't look.
Exactly. As I said last week, I send the topics to Tim the day before the show, and he doesn't even read them.
That's not true. This is the first week that I didn't look at them at least 2 hours before.
I know. He just comes in and wings it, which is fine. I mean...
Better show.
We still have great, you know, great podcasts, but then we get to a topic, he's like, I'm going to pull this one out of my ass. I got to pull this one out of my ass.
Well, it hurts to think.
So, did anybody in here go see The Lion King? Yeah.
Not yet.
I know you didn't. You went and saw, what, Crawl or some bullshit like that? Lion King's a movie theater and you saw Crawl?
That's dope.
Yeah. No, that shit was trash.
Fucking loser. It's like going to see Sharknado
8. I'm not really a big fan of remakes at all. But Lion King was pretty fucking good.
I forgot you went and saw it.
Yeah. So I would recommend anybody that is interested in it to go see it, because it was pretty good.
Yeah, I actually wanted to see that, actually, I heard about it coming out.
I was an idiot for going on basically opening night, because I went there at like 7:15 for the 8 o'clock movie. I'm like, I got to get there early.
Shoving little kids out the way.
8 o'clock movie, sold out.
Yeah.
The show before, sold out. Only 12 seats left for the 9 o'clock show, so I was like, I guess I'll take that. So that shit had to do numbers this past weekend.
Oh, of course. I got to take care to go see it. I've been slacking.
You should. It's worth it. I mean, yeah, take care to go see it. We know you won't see it.
No, I'll be asleep, but literally Lion King's like her favorite movie ever.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah, she should like it. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into our first topic. What are a couple movies that had you in awe after seeing it? So it's like after it ended, you were just like, "Damn, that was good as shit." Who wants to go first?
Let's let Jimmy start it off.
You can give us like two or however many you want.
There's y'all ever heard of a Hacksaw Ridge?
I've heard of it.
Heard of that
movie.
Yeah.
So it's like based on a true story too. This dude, he like joined the army, and he did not like guns for some reason, and he would not touch a gun. So they're like, all right, well, you're gonna be a medic then, you know, you don't want to touch a gun. And he actually went out and saved like a shit ton of people. Like they're all on a beach, and like they got bum rushed, and like he saved like, I forgot what the numbers were, but it was like a shit ton. He was like saving Japanese people too, like the Japs. Like it was like World War II, I think.
Oh yeah. Shit!
And like he would crawl through the battlefield, tie him up to a rope, and like crawl to this cliff where they climbed up and like send him down one by one by one.
That's dope.
Oh, shit. Was, like, so he was putting in mad work.
Yeah, like all like dude had like rope burn all over his hands and shit. Like the whole movie and shit, it was crazy. But like it was based on a true story. And he was like, he'd run out there and just be like, God, let me save another one. And it's like, yo, this dude's like crazy as shit. He would not pick a gun up, though. Like,
that's super dope.
Like, getting shot at, just like saving motherfuckers. I would not do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Nah.
I might check that out, though.
Yeah, it's a good
Is that on Netflix?
I don't know if it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Any more?
Another one?
Basically, really just like your favorite movie, really.
My favorite movie?
Yeah. I mean, that's basically the question.
It's one movie I saw. It was Children of Men. It's a
What's that about?
It's a thriller. It's about like all the women in the world become infertile. Like women don't like have babies anymore. The youngest kid was like 9 years old or something.
Oh,
and
damn.
People were like, oh shit, like the world's gonna end. So like it was like based out of like the UK or something. And every country was like in an uprising, so everybody's like killing each other and shit. Like they're like, fuck it.
That's
but
crazy.
Then this average Joe Schmo dude's like getting a cup of coffee, and the fucking building blows up, and then he gets like kidnapped afterwards, and he's like, you need to transport this lady to this human project or some shit, and she was pregnant, but she was like a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the like Virgin Mary again of today or some shit. It was weird, but he like goes through all this bullshit to get her to this like to this fucking buoy that they had to be at or something, and he like ends up being shot and didn't know it and ends up dying at the end. I was like, wow, that's fucking stupid. But I mean, that's a crazy movie.
Great,
like,
great,
you know,
movie,
it's a crazy idea, you know? Like,
yeah.
Two of my movies are sad as shit. And I know you like them a lot.
What's that?
One is John Q.
Yeah.
Have you seen John Q?
No.
So it's with Denzel Washington. Basically, what happens is it's a lower income family. You know, they struggle with money. So.
What he meant to say, it's a black family.
I'm totally just but obviously Denzel Washington is black, so I mean, whatever. Their kid was playing baseball and he collapsed on the baseball field. He was rushed to the hospital and he needed a new heart. They didn't have insurance, or at least insurance that would cover him, you know, to have the heart transplant. So they basically discharged him from the hospital. And then Denzel went in there, took over hostages, and basically got his son a heart.
Yeah.
And the fucked up shit is, I understand why, because he did take people hostage.
You can't injure people and take them hostage.
But
yeah.
he got prison time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
I mean,
he didn't really hurt anybody, though.
Yeah,
and really,
one person got hurt. Didn't one person get, like, shot in the leg or something?
No, it was the white dude tried to run up on Denzel. And, like, remember he sprayed it with, like, pepper spray or some shit like that?
I can only watch that movie once a year, and I've skipped a couple years because it puts me in a depression.
And then another movie, it's sad also, but The Pursuit of Happiness.
Fucking amazing.
One of my favorite Will Smith movies. Just the overall story is amazing.
Yeah.
So those would be two for me.
I'm going to 7 Pounds.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
7 Pounds.
You probably, it's like one of your favorite movies, but you've probably only seen it like twice because it's so sad.
Yeah, honestly. Seriously. Maybe once. So 7 Pounds, dope movie about this guy. He gets a DUI or something. He's driving drunk and he hits somebody and kills somebody. And then like he can't like get over it. And so then he ends up killing himself in a bathtub. With, I want to say, like, some super poisonous jellyfish or something, so that it automatically it stops your organs without damaging them, so that he could be used as a donor to save other people's lives. So, like, there was, like, somebody who's got his eyeballs, and, like, they met that person to follow their family, and somebody got, like, other parts of his body. He saved, like, 7 lives with his killing himself because he killed somebody and he couldn't get over it. Super dope. Crazy as hell. And then number two, dog. OG Lion King, dog.
Yeah.
In awe. Still upset that Mufasa died. Like, I still can't get over that.
Dog, I saw. It's
I
not,
can't get over it.
It's not funny because that's a sad ass scene. But somebody put on Facebook, spoiler alert, Mufasa dies.
That's quality.
But it's crazy because when I went and saw it, when that scene happened, all you hear is sniffles throughout the fucking theater.
I'm gonna be crying.
You gonna be awake? I mean, that's at least 30 minutes. It's at least 30 minutes into the movie.
I could probably stay awake for The Lion King. I could do that.
Okay.
After like 3 energy drinks, but yeah.
That's a good one.
That's maybe a little bit of crank. But yeah, so what's the next topic?
All right, so we're going to move into our rankings section, and that is the top 3 fast food chains of all time. So your top 3 favorite. I'm going to go ahead and shoot this over to Jimmy again. Guest goes first.
Taco Bell.
Ooh. Taco Bell, Taco 1 or Bell. 3?
Taco Bell's number 1.
You didn't even have to think about it. He's like, honestly, number 1. Yeah.
Taco Bell's number 1. Definitely.
Okay.
I could definitely talk about it like every day. Probably be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just be constantly shitting. Like, I wouldn't have time to do
See, I don't have that problem, you know? Like, everybody.
Well,
says
you're
it,
good.
Like,
you're.
Scott.
All right, what number 2? If you had to choose.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Okay. Of course.
And number 3 would be Arby's.
Yo, timeout.
What?
That's my exact list.
Come on.
I promise you, that's my exact list. I can't even front.
For real.
I can't even front. Arby's, 100%. We just went there recently. It was banging. Of course, we went to the biggest one in the world.
Shout out. CH, baby.
Yeah.
Taco Bell, definitely number 1. And, I mean, that I can't go wrong. Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna throw one in there. I don't know if anybody's been there, but number 3 for me is a place called Cane's.
Cane's,
isn't that like up north?
Chicken joint?
I think somebody said there's one in Richmond, but I don't know. All I know is when I used to have to travel to Charlottesville for work, there's a Cane's up there, and it's like basically chicken fingers and Cajun fries. It is the best fucking shit in the world. Like, it is, I'm serious.
Well, that's impossible, because it can't be better than Chick-fil-A.
I'm serious when I say it's up there with Chick-fil-A.
You should probably watch your mouth, but we'll try it. We'll come back to it.
I know, I'm serious. And then I'm going double chicken, number 2, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Because I eat there at least twice a week.
You got the Chick-fil-A on your phone? They give you, like, free shit all the time?
No. Yeah.
Slacking.
Every time you go, you just scan it, and you're like, oh,
yes,
here's
man,
a free
of course
sandwich.
I got it. I've got the Chick-fil-A app, damn it.
Real quick, speaking of Chick-fil-A, my sister, shout out to my sister, came and brought me a Chick-fil-A sandwich today and a sweet tea.
I had Chick-fil-A too. So when y'all, all right, so what's your go-to? All right, so number 1 for me would be Taco Bell.
Okay,
So Chick-fil-A, what do you get? What's your favorite thing to get?
I'm getting a spicy chicken sandwich with extra pickles and a large fry.
Ooh.
And a large sweet tea. With a shit ton of, like, Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah. I'm going with the spicy deluxe chicken sandwich. No tomato. Yes, that's what
amateur,
I'm going
amateur. No tomato.
I feel like it's weird eating chicken, like, a chicken sandwich with cheese on it.
Yeah. Oh, I got to
like
go.
I can eat a chicken Philly, cheese. But, like, a chicken sandwich with cheese on it. And it's
that pepper jack cheese. Bobby fucking kills me with this. Goes to McDonald's and gets... First off, Bobby likes shit plain. Like, no...
Meat
really
potatoes.
Ketchup, no mustard. But he goes to McDonald's. We go to McDonald's and he gets a chicken sandwich, no mayonnaise, cheese. You know, and what that reminds me of is a ham and cheese sandwich cut in half. And every time, like, you know, like one of those memes you see on the picture, it says, it looks like he gets stuck at the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
That's what that McChicken, because it's so fucking dry. But ever since I've been on this fucking low carb shit, I tried their grilled chicken nuggets. I don't know if y'all have had those. Those are fucking banging.
Decent.
Yeah.
You've had them?
Yeah, decent.
Dude, I think they're fucking banging. Whatever seasoning they put on there, amazing.
I normally get the 12 count, keep it real simple.
But if you go to Chester, you might get lucky like Tim and get a 30 count.
Yo, I think we'd mentioned this on the podcast before. I went there once with Bish, and they completely filled the box up with chicken nuggets.
Damn, it was like 30.
I couldn't even eat them all. I was like, yo, Bish, I'm about to put these in my pocket because I don't know what to do with them.
Dude,
so many nuggets.
I remember when I first got my license, we were chilling there,
at the one in Chester, and someone was like, yeah, like, they'll fucking, if you ask them for one chicken nugget, they gotta sell it to you. I was like, bullshit. You know, I'm just sitting at the table. I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it. So I, like, went up to the counter, like, what can I do for you? I was like, I want one chicken nugget. And they looked at me like I was a fucking idiot. And I was like, and they're like, all right. So they went and got the box, put the chicken nugget in the box, and gave me the tray. I was like, holy shit, yo.
How much was it?
It was like 25 cents, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That might be cheaper than they actually sell it.
I'm like, damn, dude, like, I was an asshole. I feel like, and I was like trying to be funny, but.
Well, I feel like we all know Chick-fil-A is one of those places that I feel like it's in their policy, unless it's something totally outrageous, they don't say no.
Nah, not at all.
Like, I know people that work at Kroger now that have worked for Chick-fil-A, and they said that they've gotten written up for not saying my pleasure, got written up for not having, you know, the right colored socks on.
But their fucking service is impeccable. That's of course they keep it like that.
Shit right there.
We always,
I love it. Give me communism.
That's why I always say, I feel like if you check your bag after you get it from Chick-fil-A, that's disrespectful to them.
Yeah, really.
Like, you don't need to do that. Yeah, you don't need to do that. Like, I did it once, and I'm not gonna lie, I felt pretty bad. I felt bad about myself.
I didn't check my bag, and I got like 30 extra. It's only gonna be full of surprises.
I got a toy.
Yeah, I need to get a kid's meal to give me a fucking toy. Usually, it's a book. Their toys do suck, but.
So you had Taco Bell in yours, right?
Taco Bell was number one, Chick-fil-A number two, and Arby's number three.
One of the biggest for Taco Bell for me is because they got Baja Blast.
The Baja Blast Freeze.
Oh, my God.
That shit,
I really
want to
put some liquor in one day.
Yeah.
You know down in Florida they sell them like that, right?
They started selling like alcohol at the Taco Bell.
Twisted Freezes or something?
I tagged Cody in the Taco Bell on the Beach. Did you see that on Facebook? It's the Taco Bell on the Beach, and it's like a bar, mini bar as well. They put alcohol in the freeze.
Yeah. Maybe that's where I saw it.
Thought that was pretty dope. I was like, yeah, we got to go check that shit out.
I was just watching this dude's Snap story not too long ago, and he was at that Taco Bell.
All right, so we talked about our favorite three. What are your top three overrated fast food restaurants?
The big three? McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's?
I can't say. Like, I really love Wendy's, especially now that they're going to be bringing back the spicy nuggets. I just feel like if I'm going to go to Wendy's and get a meal, like, if I'm paying for a meal, I might as well go to a restaurant.
I don't know, though, because that chicken... chicken
Asiago, the shit that you get all the time.
Chicken I'll, Asiago Club, bro.
I'd rather just pay, like, $2 more and go to a restaurant. It's, like, $9. Don't upgrade to a large, because that shit's, like, 10, 11 bucks.
Especially
the Asiago, because I want to say that is probably the
most expensive thing. The meal just by itself is like $9.
God damn.
And that's rocking a medium. But it's amazing.
So you're just going with the big three?
Well, yeah, because I've ate them too much. Like, Wendy's, I ate Wendy's when I live with Bobby probably once a day for almost a year, and I'm not exaggerating. Like, what are we going to go do? Get a 4 for 4. 4 for 4. At work, this past year, 4 for 4.
No, we
4 for 4.
We always used to go to that fucking Wendy's, like, in Chester. Anytime I was over, first off, there was two cars in the line, and you're waiting at least 40 minutes to get your food.
Yeah.
The slowest Wendy's in the fucking world.
And then we used to go late night to the one at Pilot. The one by Pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Or that's attached to Pilot.
You might as well drive to the one in Pilot, because if not, you're going to be waiting in the one in Chester for at least 40 minutes.
It's stupid. But the food's still somehow hot.
That's because they ain't got that shit prepared when you order it. They got to cook it.
That's why it takes so long. They cook it.
And they got to cook it.
They got one person in there doing everything.
I would say McDonald's is definitely on my list. But I love their breakfast. Like,
everybody shits on it, and it's amazing.
Honestly, I don't have a problem with any fast food breakfast. I think they're all banging.
Biscuits and gravy from McDonald's.
I know, Tim. I know all your go-to foods for some reason. It's fucking weird.
Gary gets sick of that shit. She's like, you either want steak, brats, or... And I'm like, yo, fucking chill. Let's go to O'Charlie's.
I'm trying to think. While I'm thinking, Jimmy, what do you have? What's an overrated for you?
Man, I'd have to say... McDonald's and Burger King. Definitely Burger King. The taco idea, seems ridiculous.
Oh, Burger King has dollar tacos?
Yeah, they have the dollar taco. It's like a crunchy taco or something like that.
I almost wanted to try that.
Like, I tried it yesterday, actually.
Don't try. What was it? Bobby, you
it
remember
tastes, what? It shit tasted dusty, yo. So, it tastes like the shell was, like, rubbed on the floor. And I was like,
so, I was
probably wasn't Burger King. It honestly probably was. Wildest shit, Burger King. I remember I went to Burger King once, and the bitch was, like, on fire. Bobby, the intern, was with me. He's freaking out. We walk to the front door. There's just smoke, like, rolling out. They're like, yeah. I was like, something's definitely flame grilled. And then Bobby were like, yeah, we're not eating here. The place is literally on fire. So, and they're just chilling.
So, I told Bobby, I was like, yo, one day, I was like, yo, Bobby, do you know, Burger King has 10 nuggets for 99¢. It was like, bullshit. I was like, dead ass, I bet you couldn't eat, what would we say, Bobby, 20 or 40? 40. I was like, I bet you couldn't eat 40. He said, bet. Fucking went, we drove to Burger King, got 40 nuggets, came back. He ate like 23, and he's like, yeah, those are kind of, what'd you say, they taste like rubbery or something like that?
They're not the same chicken nuggets.
They're not, and they're not the same chicken nuggets you would get at regular price. And,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the new dollar nuggets, they're pretty good. So something must have happened with the old dollar nuggets, and they got like sued or something, and they had to come up with new.
It was probably pink slime.
With new nuggets.
I saw the comparison, like a regular nugget, they were smaller, and they looked like they were probably like great value nuggets, and the other nuggets looked super dank. And Burger King's nuggets are pretty good. The cheap ones, and it's $1.50.
I still pretty say, trash. Outside of Chick-fil-A, nobody fucks with Wendy's spicy nuggets.
Okay.
I was sad when they got rid of them at first.
They're coming back.
So is everybody.
I went there.
Shout out Chance the Rapper.
I was going to say Chance, back. Chance
the Rapper. I'll drink to that.
Sorry, that pause was because we were drinking the Chance. So you just said all three. Do you have another one? I would say Burger King as well, but just overall. Although I do look, I did put the Whopper when we did the subject in our.
I love these restaurants, but they're overrated.
They are. I don't go to Burger King a lot, and if I do, it's for Whopper or breakfast.
Yeah, their breakfast is decent.
I like their crisp sandwiches. Those are good.
They used to have a cheesy like hash brown rounds or something.
Remember when tots. Although I loved when they came out with the chicken fries.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Yeah.
I don't know why they got rid of those either.
Because they taste like cardboard, but yeah, they're pretty dank for some reason.
They taste like cardboard, but
chicken
pretty
flavored cardboard. I mean, yeah.
I don't know if I can think of a third.
I
would say
Cookout, because every time I fucking go there.
So, I love Cookout. I love it. I'm not going to the one in Colonial Heights. One of my Facebook friends put something. They found a maggot in their sweet tea.
Yeah.
Did y'all see that?
I saw that.
I haven't been there in years.
We used to go all the time. Every time we had a part, would throw a party at Bobby and Tim's place.
Sheesh.
Like 3:30, 4 in the morning. I'd be like, all right, who's riding the Cookout with us?
And I would never go.
You'd be, like, you'd be asleep by the time we get back. And Tim would
I'd be like, go get me some food.
Yeah, go get me some food.
I come back, my shit's sitting on the counter. I'm like, I bet.
If you're still awake. We've came back plenty of times and you were not.
Well, I used to have a different situation back then, bish.
Yeah, whatever, bro.
Heroin.
I was taking a few sleeps.
All right, so this one was sent in by who? I do not know. All right, but one of these has to go, and it's cereal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruit Loops, Cap'n Crunch, or Lucky Charms.
I'll do that.
You want to go first?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I swear to God.
I'm about to leave.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I swear to God, somebody's going to hold me back.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Peace.
That is crazy.
Wow. What a loser.
We never got it as a kid. Like, I didn't fucking care.
Not even. What a fucking
Cinnamon
loser,
Toast Crunch,
man.
Is a white people
What are you
cereal.
Taking out?
I'm taking out Lucky Charms.
Fucking kill yourself.
I like Lucky Charms, but I'm taking them out.
All right, signing off from the Up Top Pod. This is Tim.
We're not signing off. I mean, come on. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is either one or two for me.
Captain Crunch is better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Fruit Loops up there, and then Captain Crunch, especially if you throw the berries in there, bro, it's over. So you got to get rid of Lucky Charms. Whatever, you gotta man. You gotta eat this shit in 2 minutes or the charms are gonna get soggy.
Jimmy, what are you saying, man?
Lucky charms.
The whole room literally almost attacked me. I just want to put that out there.
I mean, bro, you said Cinnamon Toast Crunch, man.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, you, bye. We can finish the podcast. Bobby, wanna hop in?
Ooh. He's fired. And second off,
he's fired as an intern.
And second off, we can go figure out that forgotten topic outside right now.
Oh shit!
I can put it on. I can put it on the ground right now and see what people vote.
We could stream the fight. We need to set this up. We need to do a boxing match.
We got to set it up, but we got to make some profit on this. Yeah, paper, we need to paper for you $5.
I'm gonna host this.
I don't know. What, right, I don't know what Bobby's doing over there.
Or the ex-intern looks a little weird right now.
All right, so we're going to shoot this next topic over to Jimmy first because it was his topic, and I think everybody here agrees it's a good one. Party fouls at a party.
Party fouls at a party. The drama starters. Whew. I cannot stand that shit all the time, man. They get like
so we had
six
run out
drinks
of beer.
In, and it's like,
well, we had
they
like only
someone they don't like.
And she's like,
look,
I don't drink Corona.
You know?
It
like,
makes me feel sick.
Oh, that person
blah, blah, blah. I don't drink Corona.
Blah,
I was like,
blah, blah.
Don't be a pussy
like,
about it. We,
well,
all we got is
like,
Corona,
like,
and we can't go get more alcohol.
So
let's go. You were a bouncer, so you probably saw a lot of that.
All the time.
She drinks the Corona. We're sitting down playing games.
And you know what it says? Like, when I was bouncing,
she stands up, pukes on my face.
Now,
I'm saying, like, picture it like at the end of a dinner table.
Like, you babysitting a bunch of,
they say, like, the dad's chair or something at the end. You can just see everybody else. Go spend some time with your kids.
Everybody else is dying laughing.
And I'm just sitting there straight face, vomiting on my face.
People are just
and
like,
I can't
always
move.
Like, try to
cause
a problem.
If a girl
like,
vomits in your face, can you physically assault her?
Like, you can't have fun, you know?
One for me is not being able to hold your alcohol and exploring that in public or, Tim, shout out to Tim, onto somebody.
First off, I didn't vomit on anybody.
No,
I was
not.
The vomited on
yes,
in my
you were.
Face.
So
that was gonna be mine. If you vomit,
so I gotta tell the story though.
We're so, cool now. We got past it, but
we were at Tim and Bobby's, and
on, quick side note: if a girl vomits in your face, can you physically assault her? No, that's a real question because everybody was like tripping, like. Why didn't you hit her? I'm like, whoa. That's what, I get it, but that's a little bit too far. That's like a little extreme. I'm supposed to just hop out my seat and paintbrush her because she couldn't hold her alcohol on accident.
All right, so I gotta tell the story. Unless you want to tell the story.
No, I'm good.
I want to hear. All right,
so we were at Tim and Bobby's, and we were sitting there playing Kings, I believe.
Yeah.
And
after a long night of drinking.
It was a very long night. It was like 2:30 in the morning. So it had been a very long night. We were sitting there playing. Everybody had been drinking. And all of a sudden, Tim is sitting off to the side. And this girl is to his right.
She's
so,
to the right.
Yeah,
I'm sitting
so
in a chair. She's sitting on the couch.
If she was talking to Tim directly, she would have to turn her head to the left. So we're playing Kings. And all of a sudden, I just see her get up really fast and go outside. And I'm like, what in the fuck? And I look over, and I'm like, Tim, are you sweating? Because he's dripping, and he's just sitting there looking straight, not blinking, not saying anything, no facial expression, except for the only thing that I read was, yeah, I'm fucking pissed right now. And he's dripping vomit
holy
down his
shit.
Face that this so- girl just fucking...
I gotta
threw
add
up
into this
in
all
right. his face.
So first off, me and this girl, whenever she would come over, we would beer bong and a Mad Dog. That's how we started off. So we would start off getting pretty shitty. So we had run out of beer. Well, we had like only Corona left, and she's like, "Look, I don't drink Corona. It makes me feel sick. Blah blah blah. I don't drink Corona." I was like, "Well, don't be a pussy about it. All we got is Corona, and we can't go get more alcohol. So let's go." So. She drinks the Corona. We're sitting down. We're playing Kings. She stands up, pukes on my face. Now, I'm sitting, like, picture it, like, at the end of a dinner table. Like, you know how they say, like, the dad's chair or something at the end, and you can just see everybody else. And everybody else is dying laughing. And I'm just sitting there straight face, vomit on my face, and I can't move. And I'm like, what the fuck do you do in this situation? So, yeah, I got up, washed my face. We hugged it out. We're cool. Shout out to Kelly Peppers. hey, if you vomit on somebody's face, you're going to be talked about in the podcast one
day. Well, I'm not cutting that.
I don't want you to. I wouldn't have said it if I wanted you to cut it. Yeah, but yeah.
Shout out to Kelly.
Yeah, that's what happened. Super crazy. Right, and then people were like, why didn't you do something about it? I'm like, the fuck are you supposed to do?
All right, Jimmy, got any more?
I hate when I'm at a party or somewhere, and there's, like, that one guy that comes and talks to you, but, like, you don't want to talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't know when to shut the fuck up, you know? Just, like, the whole time you're sitting there like, damn, that's crazy. Damn, that's crazy.
And they're way more drunk than
and
you
they're
are.
Like, oh, like, touchy feel like, man, I love you, man. It's like, all
right. Also,
this is totally off topic, but this reminded me of something. Something that I get really weirded out about and, like, really stressful in this situation is when somebody comes up and talks to me and asks me how I've been and, you know, starts to go into deep conversation. And I'm sitting there just wondering who the fuck this is.
Happens to me all the time.
I'm really there sweat. I'm starting to sweat thinking, Lord to God, I hope this person does not ask me a question that I have to answer in response to knowing this person because – I don't know who the hell this is. That shit happened to me today when I was getting my oral change after work.
Well, so, hopefully they don't ask you either.
Look, bro.
They could ask you a question, but hopefully they don't ask
look,
you.
Look, bro, I'm tired of you every podcast coming at
I
me.
I have to.
Like,
I found
you
my
are
one.
A damn English teacher, bro. Chill. Chill.
I'm sorry. I won't ask you no more questions.
Yeah, you whatever. Better not, because I'll ax your fucking throat if you do it again.
Oh, my
God. You're going to ask a question to my throat? Is that... I don't know what way you were saying it.
All right, so this is a good one that was sent in to us as well. There's been a lot of rumors out there. After we did the Nick podcast, actually, we talked
Nick
about...
Nick Glasscock.
Shout out to Nick. We talked about Grand Theft Auto as one of our favorite games of all time to play. And a lot of rumors are talking about GTA 6 coming out. So I thought this person sent in to us that it would be good to rank the Grand Theft Auto's games, I guess, you know, in order. And I guess I would start from 3 to recent.
I was about to say, I don't remember 1 and 2.
Neither do I. I think they were on PlayStation. You couldn't really do much.
I couldn't imagine.
They were ass.
So I'm going to start off with 10 first.
San Andreas, Vice City, GTA 5, and then 3. GTA. I fucked that all up. I forgot what I said. San Andreas, Vice City, GTA 5, GTA 4, GTA 3.
All right, so for me, number one is Vice City. That's my all time.
Shout out Tommy Vercetti.
Yes, all time favorite Grand Theft Auto
game.
I'm
fucking with CJ.
I do like. I think overall though, storyline wise, San Andreas was a better game.
Yes.
But I just remember like every day after school till I had to go to bed, coming home and playing Vice City. Like that was my fucking go to game. So that's why it's number one. Then number two would be San Andreas. Number three would be 5. Number four would be 3. And then last would be 4.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like 4 that much.
I didn't really like it either. It might seem weird to say this, but the game was too, like, dark. Like
dingy.
Yeah, like, dingy the whole... It, like, took place in, like, New York City, like, in the shadows, though. Like, there was, like, no, like... It felt confined. I felt claustrophobic. That might be a little deep for a game, but...
Jimmy, what you got? What's your order, bro?
My order is actually exactly the same as yours.
Nice.
This is crazy.
Easy yeah. And smooth.
Yeah. No, easy but yeah. Vice City, like, the soundtracks on that was, like, pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah.
Changing the radio stations and, like, the years you would say random shit. That shit was so
Rusty fun. Brown's Ring Donuts.
My favorite code was float on water. Outside of the weapons.
Oh,
was
yeah,
the
yeah.
car? Because you couldn't swim in Vice City or anything. So my favorite code was, I would always do that, and then I would do the one for the helicopter, go to the next, and then go to the next island, and just because you know you jump to the next island without having it unlocked, you're getting 5 stars automatically.
Right. And it's game time, baby.
And it's game time, baby. Dude, that's my dad's favorite game. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he shoots cops and shit.
Dude, I walked in. No lie. We bought him an Xbox One for Christmas,
And all he wanted was Grand Theft Auto. I was like, all right, that's cool. Dude, I walked in. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? I look up at the TV. This dude is having a shootout with police officers on TV. That's literally his favorite game.
I have a story about your dad, actually.
We can share. Oh, I meant to tell y'all. Y'all know my pops listens to the podcast. And he said that right after y'all left dances that night with Force, he pulled up. He remembers that night.
That's a close one. So he heard the whole story and everything.
Yeah, he listens to the podcast. He heard the whole story.
What
he was like, he called me the next day after we released the podcast, and he was like, do you know I was there that night when they had that? And I was like, I feel like Bobby and Tim would remember you being there. And he was like, I just pulled up right after they had pulled off.
So your dad probably found Bish's dad probably found Bobby's phone.
Yeah, oh, he did. He called me, and I said, dog, just toss that shit. I'm just fucking playing.
We were in such a rush to leave, Bobby left his phone on top. That's crazy, because if he would have came, I feel like the same thing would happen, but...
Yeah. What's your story, though?
No, so I got in some trouble back then, and I got put on colors for a dumbass reason, and...
Smoking crack, man.
Hey, it'll do it, man. No, I got an underage drinking charge and got through with that. And the district attorney tried to show cause me, so... I had to go through all that, and...
What does that mean?
It's like, you get in trouble one time... Oh, so
he tried to show calls you?
No, not your dad, the district attorney, so...
You skipped court, didn't you?
And No, I didn't skip court at all. Well, actually, they sent me a letter for it. They never gave me a date. Never got served papers or anything, you know? But anyways, show calls and stuff, like, you get in trouble, you have time over your head... You get in trouble again. You got like show calls on why you shouldn't like serve that time, you know, and so went through all that shit, and then probation officer was like, yeah, this is pretty much like your third offense. They like counted as that, so they put me on colors, and so one day they called my color, and my car registration was out, like my tags were dead, you know, because I hadn't been driving my car, I had a restricted license, all that. So I was like, fuck, I gotta get to the courthouse in the Colonial Heights. Get all the way down the boulevard. Get to the Colonial Heights courthouse. Pulled in. It's the new one, too. Right beside Cookout. Cop pulls me over.
Go ahead, like, Pops.
I said, motherfucker. I'm freaking the fuck out. I was like, damn it. And then he's like, yeah, your tags are dead. I was like, yeah, man. Sorry about that, you know. Like, I wasn't trying to drive my car. Like, I had no other way to get here, you know, because they called my car. He's like, yeah, all right. Goes back to the car. Wrote me a ticket. I was like, all right. You know, it's whatever. He's doing his job. And then... Y'all ever heard of a Napoli Italian restaurant on Happy Hill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I was working there at the time. And I think like about like a couple weeks later, I was a delivery driver for them. And I ended up delivering a pizza to your house, and your dad answered the door. I was like, oh, what's up? You know, like, fancy seeing you, bud. Like, it was funny.
Was he the one who gave you a ticket?
Yeah, he was the one who gave me the ticket.
Did you say that I know you?
No. I just kept it short, and so I was like, yep, have a good day, sir.
You should have said
I'm not
saying it would have helped, because, you know, my pops don't hook people up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kenny for listening, by the way. That's dope.
I'm serious. He literally called me the next day, and I was like...
Yeah, he's cool.
Bro. That's the giveaway for... I need to go back and figure out what episode that was. You're like, one of my parents, listen.
Anyway,
that's a giveaway for something huge, y'all. Let us know.
All right, so it's time to jump into a topic that we first started off last week that people really liked. And I was easy on both Christina and Tim, and they just literally came at my neck. So I don't know how I'm going to play this week, but we're going to do fuck one, marry one, kill one again.
Did I mention to y'all that Carrie was here?
And we're going to put Jimmy on the hot seat first. I'm not gonna go too hard on Jimmy. Tim, you good, bro? You good?
I'm a little antsy.
Chelsea, I'm sorry.
Let's see.
I don't mean it.
Do it for the pod.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I won't go hard on you. I'll make it semi easy. Okay. Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, or Beyonce? And Beyonce, not a word. All
right. Probably. All right. Damn. Probably marry. I'd fuck Nicki Minaj and kill Cardi B.
I probably would have done Cardi. The same thing.
That's pretty crazy. Okay. Okay.
What you got for him, Tim?
It's going to be a little weird. Leonardo DiCaprio.
What the fuck?
Justin Bieber. And Tom Cruise.
What? You got to do it. I had to fucking do it last week.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is what it is.
What? Ain't no fuck? Is what it is.
That's some gay shit.
Yeah, it is.
All right, no homo. Damn.
I'm about to vomit.
Oh, man. I'm killing all of them. I can't even do that now. Fuck. That's fucked up, Tim. That's like,
that is pretty fucked up. I wouldn't have done that.
That's shitty.
I mean, real.
Hope you stub your toe later or something.
On the edge of the bed.
Yeah, I'd do that. Damn, can I get another beer? All right, no homo. I'm probably going to... who was it again? Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise, and...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo. All right, I'm going to marry Leonardo DiCaprio.
Smart move. Who are you fucking?
Tom Cruise.
Okay.
And I'm killing Justin Bieber.
All right. Now I got my hot seat question.
All right, so we're shooting it over to Tim. Again, I'm not going to be a dick, bro. I'm not going to do this to you. I'm coming at you.
Go ahead.
That's fine. I don't care. I can be a real dick, too, but I'm not going to. No.
She's going to listen to it anyways.
No. I don't know if I should do that.
If it's the same one that I'm thinking of, don't do it. We probably have the same thought.
Oh, my. Yeah, I can't. No, because I don't know what Tim's backfire is going to be on that. All right, so, Tim, I'll make it easy for you. J-Lo.
Uh-huh.
Vanessa Hudgens or Megan Fox? I don't know why I keep saying or and Megan Fox.
That's not easy at all.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to go. I should have said I wasn't going to be disrespectful. That's what I should have said. So Megan Fox, J-Lo, and Vanessa. All
right, I got to kill Megan Fox.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm fucking J-Lo and marrying Vanessa Hudgens. The complete opposite of what you thought I would say.
Yeah, I was about to say. Cause
Vanessa Hudgens is from my hometown.
Okay.
So we can go back and, like, grow lettuce together.
Grow lettuce.
Go check your Fresh Express bags in your fridge and see what it says. I'm from the salad bowl capital.
All right, Jimmy, what you got for Tim?
All right, Tim.
Hey, buds. Hey, we're friends. I remember what? Going on some years now.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay. I already know what I'm doing with her.
Tyler Perry.
Okay. Asmodea?
Paula Deen.
Does she get to say the N-word?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if she can say the N-word, I'm marrying Paula Deen off for it. Every time I walk in the door, she's like, hey. And I'm like, you're so sexy. So I'm marrying Paula Deen off rip. Now, is Tyler Perry Madea or Tyler Perry?
No, it's Tyler Perry.
And what was the last one?
Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm fucking Caitlyn Jenner. And I gotta kill Tyler Perry.
Oh my god.
Yo, owner and operator of the Op Top Pod just walked in as I was saying that. He's gotta be thinking some crazy shit. But that's actually quality right there. I like that. All right, so
remember, bro, I didn't go there with you.
But all right, no, ahead. That's fine. For bitch, I got.
No, don't do this.
I got T.I. Nick Foles. And who's the other quarterback that they had? Oh. That they had to get rid of.
Oh shit!
It was Nick. It was between Nick Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Carson Wentz, and T.I.
You Yo, you're a dick, bro.
Go Eagles.
I can tell this is going to be a topic every fucking week.
Yeah, this can't go anywhere. I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. There's no right way to go. We might even have to cut out some of this laughing.
No, I'm keeping all this in here so they can know. Guilty eye.
This doesn't like black eyes. I'm really lightheaded.
I'm about to pass the fuck out. For real. Oh my god. Holy shit.
Oh, alright. So we're killing T.I. Let's get to the better part.
Racist ass.
Barry and Nick.
And so what are you doing with the course? I know I.
Let me make you figure out the fucking rest.
No, you gotta say it. I don't know. This isn't multiple choice.
I just gave you the two answers. You can figure out the last one.
No, I want you to say it so I can find out how to isolate that.
All right, Jimmy, what you got, bro?
Just to get that straight, you're fucking Carson Wentz.
All right, Bish. Joe Biden.
Yo, I didn't come at you, bro.
But it's so much fun.
Oh, shit. All right. Joe Biden.
Jesus Christ, man.
Iggy Azalea.
Still and, killer.
Hillary Clinton.
So I'm killing Joe.
Oh, shit.
If he ain't dead already.
Yo, that's fucked up. Shout out to Joe Biden. Ain't nothing wrong with that man.
fucking Iggy.
Alright.
Yeah, and who's the other one?
Hillary Clinton.
You're marrying?
Yeah.
Why won't you fuck Hillary and marry Iggy?
Because I don't have to. I don't have to. If, just because I'm married to Hillary doesn't mean I gotta fuck her.
Yeah, but you're gonna see her a lot more.
Ask Bill Clinton that. Alright, so yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Monica Lewinsky.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, that was. Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. All I know is from here on out, I just got to come for your throat. I should have went with what I was thinking.
I'm glad you didn't. But now we're past that, bro.
We're past that for about a good 6-7 days. Yeah, you're right. We're past that. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into our last topic before Plead the Fifth, and that is best bars in the RVA area. So just a couple of your favorite bars that you like to go to. Jimmy.
Shout out Tap House.
Hey.
Tap House is the shit.
I feel like that's the go-to for everybody.
Did y'all ever go to Off the Hookah?
Yes, I did.
I wish that place never fucking closed.
I don't think I ever went there.
I met so many like new people there.
I went there. You had to, because I went there with Forrest and Shaq, and I doubt that you were not there.
Off the Hookah.
The name sounds
familiar. I can't.
I just remember we went because they put a picture on. I think Forrest.
I did go to Off the Hookah. Yeah.
I honestly want to say it was for your sister's birthday because we left Off the Hookah and then met up with them at Cha Cha's. So you might have been with your sister at Cha Cha's.
But I've been there before because I think I was on their website at some point.
I got you. Yeah, that was dope.
Doing nefarious shit.
Anything else?
And Sully's.
Sully's
and Nolan's, dude. Yeah. Sully's and Nolan's.
I gotta put Sully's in there too.
Shout out Kevin Sheffield.
And if we're just talking like straight bars, I would go the Circuit. Circuit's really fun.
Yeah,
never been there.
Have you heard of it?
No.
So it's like a bunch of old throwback arcades, and basically, so they have like a tap wall for beer. And you just all you got to do is go up and put a card in the little slot and just pour your beer.
Oh, that's lit as fuck.
Yeah. And they have like ciders and like pretty much every beer you've thought of, you could ever think of, and
nice.
It's fucking dope. And they do it by weight.
They got a domestic.
They got all kinds. Yeah, they got all kinds. I know they got Bud Light for sure all the time. And I want to say
they got White Claw.
There's no laws when you're drinking White Claws. Hey,
White Claws are the shit, man.
I know. I saw you posted actually this past weekend, wasn't it?
I think it was this past weekend.
It might have been a little bit longer.
Or it might have been like 2 weeks ago. Maybe.
Something he was like that. Double chugging two White Claws at once with one hand,
dude.
It was pretty fucking impressive.
We were on Lake Chesden, and we got like about like 10-15 miles out. You know, we're like out there in the middle of the lake. As soon as we get to the spot we're going to, the fucking storm cloud just comes rolling in there. We're on a pontoon boat. And I was like, fuck. So, like, the dude's like, oh, shit, like, we need to go, blah, blah, blah. So we all jumped in the water like dumbasses, swam for a minute, got out, hauling ass in the pontoon boat. I was like, fuck it. I started grabbing White Claws, started chugging them shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, take this picture of me. And I fucking took the picture, and then, yeah.
It was a dope-ass picture.
I poured, a lot of it, though, like, on my shirt.
Well, it's not really feasible, but it was a great picture.
But, yeah.
So, I'll go Tap House, Sully's, and then the Circuit for me. Those are probably my favorite that I like to go to.
I have to check that place out.
All I'm going to add to that is tobacco.
You like Tobacco Company?
Tobacco Company's pretty dope.
Actually, you're right. Tobacco is dope. It really is.
I mean, you got to pay to get in, but...
Mm.
It's usually lit, and since it's reopened,
it's always lit.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's too damn hot in there, though.
Well, as long as you don't come in showing up in a Jordan Cooper outfit, you'll be fine.
Sheesh! All right, so, shout my boy out with the windbreaker to the neck.
Hey. All right, look, I haven't hung out with him in a minute. We all love Coop. But I saw this dude today on his Snapchat story in a canoe.
What? In a jacket.
Dog, it's not hot, though. I'm not going to, like, Tap House in a short-sleeve polo and a... and a zipped-up windbreaker. Bro, like, how are you not sweating surrounded in the dark in the building around 100 people? But anyways, I saw him on Snapchat today in a canoe with fucking shoes on. I just think that's weird. Why?
That's pretty weird.
Why? Like you're in water.
If shit goes south, it's gonna be hard to swim.
If shit goes south,
I don't know. That's something else I don't get. I don't know.
All right, so basically, you just want to shit on Coop real quick. Why don't you say?
Nah,
that?
I'm not. I'm not shitting on Coop.
We love you, Coop.
Yeah.
You gotta open the gym again. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and jump into the last topic, and that is plead the fifth. Tim, who are we throwing on the hot seat first?
No, I think me.
You want to be thrown on the hot seat first?
Yep.
All right.
Fresh out of the frying pan, into the fryer.
I beat a music man's number one supplier. All right, fryer so
then a piece. Of, sorry,
don't we can do this?
Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Jay-Z.
Yeah. Shout out to Jay-Z, man, because him.
Meek.
And, yeah, you saw that, right?
He just signed Dream Chasers.
Yeah, so that's pretty dope. And Meek is no longer on probation either. I saw that.
Hey, I got an F1 felony for riding a bike. You know what I'm saying? That's what people get for... Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So, basically, if you don't know the game Plead the Fifth by now, then, honestly, you're just not a supporter. And
what
pretty much, fuck you.
This is their first episode, though, because they're supporting Jimmy. Not fuck you, buddy. We like you. You're probably a good person.
If you don't know it, all three of us are going to go on the hot seat one by one, and we're going to be asked three questions each, and we can only plead the fifth to one of those questions. So my first question for Tim, if you had to save one life out of these four people,
oh, this is going to get
who would it be? Bobby? Your mom, your sister, or Carrie?
Interesting. Carrie.
Is it because she's pregnant, or that's the real answer?
The only reason.
Okay, Jimmy, it's
she's carrying my baby. She counts as two people.
Okay, I'm gonna revisit this question in December.
Way different answer.
All right, so what do you think over the past 2 years is something that you've grown in the most? So, like, what have you learned the most in the past 2 years?
I learned the most.
That's helped you in life, personally, or?
I learned the most about family life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sharing my time. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Okay. That's fine.
Because I kind of explained that about, like, personal space and stuff in another podcast.
Yeah.
So the people know.
Okay. That's fair.
Jimbo, back to you.
Tim, what is your most cherished thing in your whole life right now?
Tim Jr. Tim Jr. My little baby that I'm about to meet in like 2 months.
I can't wait to meet him too, man. I'm excited for y'all. I really am.
I'm hella excited. I'm getting nervous now though.
Really? Because you've been asked this question on the podcast a lot. And you
and
said
I was
that
never nervous.
You were never nervous.
I'm not even nervous about anything in like particular, but like it's just like it's about to be here.
Okay.
The day is about to arrive.
Okay. So we're gonna throw Jimmy on the hot seat next. Is that what we're gonna do?
So hot in
here,
hot in here.
You ready for this, Jimmy?
Yeah. Oh. Make it over with.
So you going first?
You can go first,
Jimmy.
And these are good because we don't know everything about you. So
yeah.
Are you staring at them or you don't know?
No, I know.
Oh, great.
In the past month, what has been your favorite moment with your girlfriend?
Ooh.
You better make sure that matches up.
The past month, what has been my favorite moment with my girlfriend? Well, you know, we've actually went through, like, something pretty tragic recently. And actually found out, like, we actually, like, really do honestly care for one another, you know. And we're, like, very supportive of each other, so...
Getting through that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know,
yeah.
Okay, Jimmy. Came out like a champ.
All right, so, yeah, I'm not going to be that nice. Jimmy, what, fuck. What is something that annoys you the most about your girlfriend?
She never knows where to fucking eat, ever.
That's...
Ever. And if I... And if oh, I,
man.
No,
that's every
like,
girl.
If I pick somewhere, she's like, second guesses that shit, you know? And
I don't really want to go there.
Or if like... Yeah, or it's... Well, like, that's like probably like the only thing we ever argue about. Like, we'll get into an argument about...
Is where to eat.
Is where the fuck to eat. That's all... Yeah, that's all it is.
That's why you go to Arby's. You go to like three different places in one.
Yeah. And she's with... She does... Like, we'll go to Arby's and like she... I love a beef and cheddar. Like, I love
fucking
she, Arby's. She'd be like... I'm craving a roast beef sandwich. Just regular roast beef and bread. I'm like, what the fuck? A dry ass.
Shout out to Bobby to the dry
salty
food.
As fuck with other cheese.
And like, she go to Sheets, get a hot dog. She don't eat nothing on her hot dogs.
I'm damn. Like,
man, you know?
That might be
but
Bobby's
she's not
sister.
She's not hard to please, though. Like, you know, so I got lucky there.
So, Jimmy.
All right, Tom.
How you doing? I guess we'll just keep it on this whole relationship thing.
I guess so.
Boy's sweating, breathing heavy and shit. I'll keep it simple. What's your favorite thing about your girlfriend?
She makes me smile.
Yo, dude, Sunday
and
night.
And she's very easy to like get along with.
Sunday night around 8:30, you're getting laid. Yeah. When this podcast drops.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All the right answers.
All right,
Michael.
So, okay, Tim. Okay, Timothy.
So I'm not going to ask you the question that you told me to ask you, because I think that it would be very, very inappropriate.
Ask it.
That I told you to ask me?
Yeah, I had a question you said ask you, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do that to you.
Do it.
Because
oh, yeah.
We could start off with the plead the fifth.
I'm just saying, I didn't...
It doesn't
didn't
matter, because every
yeah, I mean,
week
it don't
the
matter.
Same
just,
thing happens.
Just do whatever. I don't care. If all I plead, right. You know I'm going to plead the fifth. I do that.
You will plead the fifth. It'll be super easy. Fuck, marry, kill your past three relationships.
Ooh.
This man bitch just froze.
Shit.
I feel like I'm looking at a picture.
I just feel like that's this is disrespectful. I can't say
We're
it because it's disrespectful,
the,
but I
douchey,
I could answer deuce. This easily in a heartbeat.
Oh, you could?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the ball's really in your court, sir.
At name. Adam.
It's not really disrespectful. I mean, you're not going to actually do it. We we're having sex with male celebrities. You're fucking Carson Wentz right now, so.
I don't know if I plead the fifth.
I knew I could knock it out early.
I just didn't want to be on a disrespectful level, but it's not hard at all.
Well, no, I understand that. That's why I would just do it.
It's not hard, but I can't do it.
Well, no,
I just
don't want to be disrespectful. Yeah, I couldn't do it. All right, Jimmy, what's your question for Mr. Bish?
All right, Bish. You can't plead the fifth anymore, can you?
Nope. Nope.
Whose dick you sucking? Tim's or Bobby's?
That's... What does that mean?
That's a question.
Whose dick would you suck? Tim's or Bobby's?
I would kill myself. That's what I would do.
That's not an option.
That is my option.
That's
I would literally blow my head off. I'm sorry, Jimmy. That's a good question, but I would blow my head off. I would end my life right there.
They just keep bringing you back to life.
Yeah, I think they're both. One, that's not how I roll, and I think they're both dirty anyway. So.
Oh, shit.
That's $20 is $20. What if 20 bucks is on the table?
Well, he didn't say no money.
True that.
I'm surprised you didn't ask the dick question, because that is you every podcast.
No. I got an easy one for you since I made you plead the fifth.
An easy one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's your favorite listener to the podcast?
My pops.
Okay.
My pops. Shout out to pops. Does your mom listen to it or not? I mean.
No. No. Okay. She asked me how to listen to it, and I was like, I'm not sure. I think you got to download an app and stuff. It's really cool. You got to log in. And
SoundCloud, you don't have to have an app.
Shh. Just in case someone tells my mom.
I'll text her. All right. So it's been a great fucking show, Jimmy. Appreciate you coming out, bro.
So much for showing
out. Thank you for having me.
Dog, I haven't laughed like that in a while. That was a good ass podcast.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. So, everybody, we appreciate everybody listening and everybody's support. Appreciate Carrie's support, because she's like the first one that always reposts the podcast.
Hey.
Bobby reposts the podcast, even though
I don't even know why.
I don't know. He didn't do this past week. I don't know if it's because he's got a job and he thinks he's
busy.
Yeah, busy.
Air quotes.
Yeah.
I'm happy Bobby came for this one. I was excited to see him.
I actually had a guy that I don't know hit me up, and he was like, "Yo, I'm following you. Really like y'all's podcast. I'm in radio broadcasting," and I was like, "Yo, that's dope."
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I have people hitting me up that I haven't talked since high school or even middle school wanting to come on the podcast. So
I'm excited to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen Jimmy too much. The guy's name, by the way, is Brandon Bishop. So shout out to Brandon Bishop for hitting me up.
And shout out to everybody else that supports us, listens to the podcast, shares it, and everything else. That's going to wrap up episode 11 from the Up Top Pod.
Shout out to Refuse Nation.
Shout out to Refuse Nation. Yo, Joe, shout out to Joe.
Joe left.
Oh.
But, new merch is still on the way. We're getting on that, man, but merch is on the way, y'all.
Merch is on the way. Appreciate everybody tuning in.
Signing off from another dope episode of Uncensored with Mike and Tim. We out.
Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks, on the phone off, and she still chase. The money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.